Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to Merlone, Poirier, and Mego. We will be at Patriots training camp tomorrow as they're starting their practices tomorrow at 4 p.m. But joining us now on the Harbor One hotline is Andy Hart of WEEI.com because he's down there just about every damn day. And we have some questions for him about this offense that the Patriots are trying to install. So, Andy, my first question for you is, do you have a theory as to why the Patriots decided this offseason to change the offense, what sounds like significantly?
Yeah, and it stems from a comment that Joe Judge, who's obviously one of... First of all, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for being on.
It's a comment Joe Judge made, I think, a week ago now. These all kind of blend together, but he talked about, you guys may have heard it, referenced his own 16-year-old, his middle school kid, how he stays young, and he said, trickle up, things trickle up, and he was talking, I think the examples he actually used are the acronyms we've talked a lot about, NFTs and NILs. NFTs, obviously, being the weird digital crap.
So he talked about the trade portal.
I always thought things trickled down.
Yes, but. And now they
I'm already,
do.
I'm completely confused already.
Okay, well, focus,
what,
Christian.
Imagine what a player would do. Go ahead. Imagine what a player would do.
But I do think the idea that things trickle up from high school through college to the NFL, and we've even talked about in generalities in recent years how it seems like, wow, all these receivers come into the league NFL ready. Used to be receiver was a boom or bust, hit or miss position. Now it seems like more and more guys, oh, heck, quarterbacks are playing right away. Guys are coming from these spread systems, non-NFL, non-traditional, non-pro-style systems. They're coming and they're having success right away. And I think there is something to be said for doing what your players can do or have done. And for years, I think the Patriots were stuck. That's probably a bad word for the Tom Brady era, but stuck with the system they had. Tom Brady, Josh McDaniels, what they were doing, pro style, what had evolved over two decades. Now, when you lose Tom Brady, and then you lose your offensive coordinator, now's an obvious opportunity, if you ever had any desires to change things, simplify things, streamline things, dumb things down, some of the terms they've used, now would be the time to be ready for these athletes who are running. A lot of them are coming from the same type of systems in high school and college, so they've been running it for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. Try to cater things, simplify things for those athletes. So that's my working theory.
Okay, so Andy, we played a couple clips from you over the weekend. Just really just didn't seem very excited. I mean, really just ripping everybody. Everybody sucks. Nobody's playing good. I mean, like, I feel like you're overdoing
Bailey
it.
Bailey,
like,
Zappi's better than Mac Jones.
Yeah, I mean, be honest. Like, I mean, like, okay, so are you just, are you grading on a tougher scale for Mac based on what he did last year? And giving guys like Zappi or Brian Hoyer the benefit of the doubt? Or what? Why such doom and gloom from you?
So the comparison has been made, and I believe our guest on Saturday also made this comparison. When Mac is out there, you know what it reminds me of a little bit? Tim Tebow. Hold the ball. Ooh, scramble left, scramble right, spin around, point, throw. We're now 10 seconds into a play. Whether it's incomplete or complete is irrelevant because this is no longer a real play. That has happened way too much. It's not a high school caliber offense right now in terms of its efficiency and actually working in 7-on-7. Christian, how often in your career did the quarterback in 7-on-7 drills have to throw his hands in the air in frustration, like, what the hell's going on out here? Is that a regularity? Should that happen a lot?
Well, here's the thing. Not with this unit. There's only a couple rookies that are new. Not with this unit. That's where I would say, why are you frustrated now?
Because it's difficult. It sucks.
You don't believe that what they're doing is right. So you get agitated and irritated by it.
Did you guys listen to Mac last week? Because we all know there was a stark contrast, I thought. From week one, Mac was, I love the open conversation, and we have great coaches, and it was all PR, propaganda, talking points. He was selling it. And then week two was, we got to get it going. We got to pick up the pace here. I know a good play, and I know a bad play, and we need to blah, blah. And good quarterbacks can be the difference. And I don't know if he's questioning himself, questioning the system, questioning the coaches, or questioning absolutely damn everything, because the bottom line is he's the one out there as the straw, the centerpiece that's supposed to stir the drink up, and the drink tastes terrible right now. And that's where I think he's at. He's questioning everything.
Andy, Cameron Garigian talked to Skull. We were just mentioning it. We said, you know, if it doesn't work, he'll just scrap it and go back. Now, this isn't, we were saying before, this isn't like 2018, right? Hey, let's just run the ball because the passing game's not working. Like, this seems like a new system. Can you just waste the first 3 or 4 weeks of camp and just scrap it and go back?
I don't think you're good enough, because the old school mentality of September is an extension of the preseason. Oh, we'll just scrap. We're 2-2, whatever, 1-3, whatever. We'll, you know, we always win our games after Thanksgiving in December and all that, and then we end up with 12 wins and we're in a 2-seed. Like, this is not that world. You need to scratch and claw for every win you're going to get, which starts September 11th in Miami against a team you're battling for a wild card spot for second place.
So this is here to stay. This is here to stay. Just got to get better at it.
You got to pull the plug soon. I would also say, like, there's some guys that, is it fair to switch all of a sudden? It's one thing if you go back to, okay, Trent Brown's always been here, so he knows what he's doing. Or you have, well, there are some new guys, Devontae Parker, Tyquan Thornton, Cole Strange, guys that are going to be core players that if Ty Montgomery, if he has a significant role as maybe a third down back or rotational piece. So I think you've invested now 2 weeks of training camp. You need to get something out of this. Like, you need to get some return on investment. Do you start sprinkling in more of your traditional gap plays in the running game? Because that's the other thing. You just said, you know, 18, we just run the ball. They haven't run the ball well in practice either. Mm. The running game has looked terrible in practice, almost as much as the passing game. So they need to just figure something out quickly, because I do, you know, we keep saying, oh, it's only 9 practices, it's only 8 practices. Well, when do you stop saying that and say it's a concern? We have a game in less than a month.
So, Andy, when you say that, so the running game isn't working, are guys getting beat physically, or are they just whiffing? And the guys are running free.
I would say getting beat. There's a lot of penetration on run plays. Guys getting pushed around a little bit. But Christian, you know, I don't know if that's a, is it a guy getting physically beat, or is it a guy uncomfortable with what he's doing, so that leads to him getting physically beaten? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, no, that's, can be, that's some of that. No, it could be. Yeah, because if you're not 100% of what you're doing, you can't run it. Like, you're just not going to be as strong as you would be.
And they also have some guys in there, I will say, at the two guard spots that we just pencil in, but are we sure they can just be penciled in? Cole Strange is a rookie, and Mike Onwenu has actually started to rotate with some other guys. Arlington Hambright and James Ferentz have started to get first-team reps at right guard, so there also could just be a fact, you know, this offensive line that we penciled in as a starting five, maybe it's not quite ready to be sharpied in as a starting five.
I think we'll get to a little bit more offensive line talk in a second. We're talking to Andy Hart from WEEI.com on the Harbor One Hotline. But I got to ask you, who is your MVP for camp so far? I know you're only a couple weeks in down there. Is it Christian Barmore? Because I think he's become the favorite of our program up here.
I think it would certainly have to be somebody on the defensive side of the ball, because they have been more consistently good. Now, the question there is the defense playing well, or is the offense so crappy it's making the defense look good on a regular basis? Have I shared my new phrase with you guys? I'm trying to sell it to everybody.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
So, Christian, we all know the old one, iron sharpens iron.
Oh, jeez.
Jello softens jello is the phrase from this Patriots game. I think they're softening each other up.
Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, I would go Barmore as a good guy. I think Jalen Mills has been pretty good. I wanted to say Nelson Aguilar, and then he had a horrific drop in the in-stadium practice the other night. One of the few beautiful throws, plays that have happened this year, a back shoulder fade down the field, even in only whatever, three-quarter, 80% speed, and it bounced off the one and the five straight up in the air for an interception. So I removed him from candidacy. Yep.
Talking to Andy Hart here at WEI.com and the Harbor One Hotline. Andy, I want to ask you about the linebackers because I haven't heard much about any of them. Like, if any of them, where we're at, we're talking offense, offensive line, corners, whatever. What are you seeing from this linebacker crew? What can you expect?
Not a whole hell of a lot. A lot of bodies.
We haven't heard about him.
Yeah, no. There's been different guys out there. Mac Wilson's out there. That's great. Raekwon McMillan's out there. That's great. They're not really flashing. They're not doing a ton. I will say in the in-stadium practice on Friday night, Juwan Bentley flashed a little bit. But I would say first, he's also the most known commodity, quote-unquote, in the group. It also looked like he was playing Adrian Peterson Pro Bowl style, where he decided he was going to play 100% when everybody else was playing at, like, 80% speed.
Mm-hmm. What about Peppers?
Gotta love that.
Peppers,
what's his deal?
Is not ready to go 100%. He came off PUP, and he is out there off and on, not doing anything in, like, full team reps. I don't even think he's done 7-on-7 yet. He's still a work in progress coming off that ACL, so he's not back out there. And I think the other guys have been pretty quiet. Uche flashes every once in a while, but I'm still waiting. Jennings looks like he's a little bit better against the run than he is against the pass. Perkins, I'm still waiting to flash a little bit. Cam McGrone, waiting to flash. Those are the guys that I think you're going to really focus on Thursday night against the Giants. Full speed, full contact. Which one of these linebackers can actually sort of stick his head higher than the rest of the group?
Hey, you know, real quick, we're doing this. We're doing a bet. What time are we doing the bet at?
We're doing the undrafted draft.
Yes, nice. We're going to have an undrafted draft because obviously the Patriots, with their long history of
at
undrafted free agents making the team, I think this will be the 18th year, the 19th year in a row. Out of all those undrafted free agents, which one do you think would have the best chance to actually make the team so far?
Well, that allows me to cross-promote a little bit for the 53-man projection I put on WEEI.com morning. I put Brendan Schooler, the safety special teamer type, on my roster, and I removed Cody Davis, who's making like $2.3 million. Schooler kid looks, he's being...
Nice hair.
Yeah, he's got long hair. He's got tattoos all up and down his quads and thighs. Ooh. He wears Dante Scarnecchia-style short shorts from the 80s.
Spot built?
That has that look to him. And he has been, like, hip-to-hip with Matthew Slater in all the side drills. And he gets some time at personal protector. And then sneaky time every once in a while at safety with, like, the second group. And you know that Bill has that theory. If he has a special teamer, he might have to play defense if the guy makes the roster for special teams. And so I see Schooler as a guy that's being sort of schooled into, no pun intended, to be a core special teamer.
Okay.
Andy, your running backs, you have Damian, Ramondre, Ty Montgomery, Kevin Harris, and Pierre Strong Jr.
Yep.
Where's J.J. Taylor?
J.J. Taylor is short on talent. Puns are coming out fast and
that's
furious.
That's kind of rude coming from you.
Well, he's shorter than I am.
Well,
I should want him around.
He's in the NFL.
I should put Mike Reese on one side, J.J. Taylor on the other side, and me stand in the middle. I'll look like Andre the Giant.
Where's James White?
James White will start the year on PUP. It's starting to feel more and more like that. He, like, walked out on the field last week, but I'm starting.
One more check. Old friend Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, there you go.
What have you seen? Does he look like a guy that came out of retirement that wasn't good 2 years ago, or are we seeing some flashes of an old Malcolm Butler?
I'm not going to say I've seen flashes of an old Malcolm Butler. I think he's been competitive within this group, and maybe that tells you something. This is a group that is very much up in the air after Jalen Mills, I think. Terrence Mitchell's been the two most of the time. Butler's been with the twos quite a bit. I still put him on my... Once we get into preseason action, maybe we'll know more. If there were a stunning cut or a shocking cut, I still think Malcolm Butler would be the name to pick. But because they have nobody right now, he came back to a good spot to try to claim a job.
All right. Andy Hart from WEEI.com. Check out his 53-man preseason roster projection. Just went up today. Andy, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to trend in a second when we come back. We have a hardo of the day to check in on, and we're going to do some blah, blah hockey talk because we actually have some legit hockey news today. But first, we have the trend with Tyler.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.